The Lord, you could pray.
Right there where you are, close your eyes, beloved. And sing this song loud and clear. From the bottom of your spirit. Power must change us in my life. No matter what pressure lays me. Power must change us Hallelujah,
no matter what the devil
is saying, in
Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
Jesus' name,
Jesus' name,
Jesus' name.
Many as are gathered at this deep deliverance service, or you are connected to us one way or the other, you need to praise God like David praised and dance like David danced. God is glorious in holiness and fearful in praise. Do it from the bottom of your heart, and you will open the doors to your unending breakthroughs. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good.
Verily, verily, you are good.
Oh, yes.
Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good.
Oh, verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good.
Verily, verily, you are good.
Oh, yes.
Verily, verily, you are good.
Oh, yes.
Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good.
Jesus, you are good.
Jesus, you are good.
Oh, Jesus, you are good.
Jesus, you are good.
Jesus, you are good.
Jesus, you are good.
Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good.
Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Verily, verily, you are good. Jesus, you are good.
Verity, verity, you are born. Verity, verity, you are born. Verity, verity, you are born. Yes, you are born.
Verity, verity, you
are
born.
Hallelujah.
Verity, verity, you are born.
Unquestionably, you are the Lord. Unquestionably, you are the Lord. Unquestionably, 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 you are the Lord. Hallelujah.
Unquestionably, you are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionably, you are the Lord.
Unquestionable,
you are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionable, you are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionable,
Jehovah, carry me, waka, waka, waka.
All eyes closed. This is a deep deliverance service. It is a service of the violent taking it by force. The prayers I want you to pray now, they are not ordinary prayers. In fact,
Koda,
we could finish this prayer and share the grace and go. But it's important that you do not negotiate with the enemy. It's important that you do not joke with the prayers at all. It's important that nobody's voice becomes louder than yours. It's important that you pray it well, violently. Immediately the process of this prayer starts, the miracle hand of God will begin to work. Some people, it will go back 20 years, 50 years. Some will just see the burden lifting away. Some may actually see the strong man pull it out of their bodies. If you pray these prayers and you lose your voice, but the process of deep deliverance happens in your life, you will have done yourself a world of favor. While the process of this prayer is going on, there are people here or connected to this program. All your life they have been pressing you down. It is those powers that are pressing you down that you want to unseat now. There are people here, the enemy has fired all kinds of arrows into your body. It's as if the body does not belong to you. You will see what will happen in the next 5 minutes if you will open your mouth and pray aggressively. Blind Bartimaeus screamed and cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." His voice was loud enough to embarrass people. For the voice of a single man to embarrass a crowd, it must be a serious cry. It is that kind of cry that can give the breakthrough. The Bible says, in the day that I cry, then shall my enemies turn back. There is somebody here. Immediately you begin to cry out to God now. The enemies that pursue your grandfather, pursue your father, is now pursuing you, shall be buried alive. If in the process of these prayers you find that you could not remain on your feet, right there on the floor where you are, continue the prayers. Now place your hand on your belly button area with a voice that nobody beside you will overshadow. You will shout this loud and clear, "Blood of Jesus, deliver my foundation in the name of Jesus." My Satelia Kaya Boshenderaba. There must be great deliverance.
It is still alive on the shell.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, lagbadura. Then
we're making progress.
I'm tesiwaju.
We're making huge progress.
Tesiwaju lagbani.
Say voices from my foundation.
Ayomu lati ni ipile mi.
That are attacking my star. Can I hear the sister shouting this loud? I'm sure the sisters can do a lot better than this. Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Everybody together now. Jesus. Oh yes. Yes. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Agbadura.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oseun Jesu.
Yes.
Ben.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oseun Jesu.
I am going to count seven from here.
Woka unkade keje lati bi.
Which is a sign of perfection.
Ti se ami asepe.
Something is going to happen to three groups of people. Number one set of people. Everywhere you go, you face unexplainable hatred. The power of God will fall upon you. And that yoke shall be broken. Number two, you are at the edge of a serious breakthrough right now. But some forces have just risen up again to steal that breakthrough. As I count seven, the power of God will fall upon you and that yoke shall be broken. And by the next power must change hands, you come here with your testimonies. As I count to seven, all those who are here, and you came here almost lifeless, the power of God will fall upon you, and your blood that has been taken away shall be returned. One, two, three, four,
Eri,
five,
Aru,
six,
Eba,
seven.
Eje.
Yes, you have been operating for a long time. Today is the expiry date of that operation. Masika tende kaya bo shende naba. Riba sapi ali katende. Just shake the serpent out of your head. Shake the serpent out of your head. Masika tende kaya bo shanda. Aha.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Amen.
Amen.
You that unexplainable swelling in the body.
Iwo ohun ti o se salaye to wu si agbo ara.
I command you to depart from your hiding place in the name of Jesus. O
pa se ko jade ni bi ko lo bi re ni oruko Jesu.
Yes.
Then,
in the name which is above all names. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Right there where you are. Receive the touch of the great physician in the name of Jesus. Receive the touch of the great physician in the name of Jesus. Aha.
Then.
If you're in this service now, and you came here almost lifeless,
you
came here almost without strength to do anything. Your strength has returned now. So wherever you are, without allowing anybody to assist you, run quickly to this altar here. Run quickly to the altar. Don't let the devil put the problems back on you. There are serious prayers to pray. Very serious prayers. Sisters, if you pray this prayer, there are many sisters here. This single prayer will bring you uncommon testimonies. Brothers, pray this prayer to encounter your testimonies. Joy swallow us.
And you didn't bear me
of my father's house.
Tile baba mi.
Is that the loudest you can shout it? Your voice is still not loud enough. Make it a louder shout. In the name of
Jesus,
those who are swallowing the joy of your father's house, open your mouth. Yes.
Then,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus,
this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Stretch your right hand towards me here.
No, what you
Father, these hands that are stretched here.
Baba, I want what you want us. Why do you?
Let his hand carry the fire power of God. Let it carry the healing power of
Jehovah.
When you use his hand this day, every bondage shall be broken. And every arrow of death and hell shall go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. Now, anywhere you're having problem in your body, smite it without mercy 21 times. And shout, go back to your senders. In the name of Jesus. Go back to your senders. In the name of Jesus. Let's go. Satalia. Aha, aha, aha.
Benny.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Check your body now. Do what you could not do before. And once that problem has gone, run quickly to the altar here. Don't let the enemy put this problem back. Say this after me.
We by telling me.
Anything in the land of the dead. Troubling my life. This prayer is for somebody here. Because your breakthrough has to happen today. Anything in the land of the dead. Troubling my life. Death. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That's right. Check that body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yes. And run quickly to the altar. Don't let the devil put it back. The arrow fired into your head that makes it look as if it's going to bust. The power of God is coming upon you. That person over there, they say you have cancer. Fire is coming upon your body. And that disease is drying up. Check your body.
Yeah,
God, and run quickly to this altar here. This particular prayer is a serious one indeed. Lay your right hand on your head. Then later you lay your hand on your chest. As we pray this prayer, let's start with the head. Foundational injury. In my life. Can you shout it loud? Is that the loudest you can shout it? Receive healing. Yes, foundational injury.
Obey quickly.
Receive healing now.
I will survive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Show Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, agbadura.
Say any dark power.
Agbara okuku yowu.
Living in my house.
To nbe ninu ile mi.
Or around my house.
Abi layika ile mi.
Can I hear you saying that loud and clear?
Igbere lo wo ke.
That voice is not loud enough.
Oh, you're lost, okay, go.
Get out now! In the name of Jesus. Any dark power living in my house or around my house, command them to get out. Masikatenda ya boshenteriba. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Silence.
Idakeroro wa.
Father,
Baba,
I'm praying.
Mungbadura.
For anyone under the sound of my voice, who has been dedicated to any idol, and this idol, from the waters, from the forest, on the mountains, the idol that has been controlling this destiny, upon anyone like that here, let the chain of the idol power be broken now. Be broken. In the name of Jesus. That evil tree planted in your father's house with your name that has been troubling your life, let the chain of that satanic tree upon your destiny be broken now in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Aha.
Ben.
Aha. Aha.
Ben.
Anyone in this gathering who has stepped on any magic item or any sorcery item or any enchantment item, anything is affecting their legs, let the fire of the God of
Elijah
burn to ashes every plantation of
darkness.
In the name of
Jesus.
Yes, how's the power of God coming upon
you?
Father, I'm praying.
Baba, mungbadura.
For all those here, under the sound of my voice, who have been dedicated to the waters, and the power controlling their destiny is inside the waters. Father, as I count seven from here, let your liquid fire fall upon such people, and let the yoke of the waters be broken to pieces. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Aha.
Then,
before we go on, you now need to pray this prayer.
Oh, Agbadura.
The prayer that delivered that woman from the bondage.
Adura to gba arabinrin kan kuro ninu ide.
Pass!
Eyi agbara!
Assigned to use me as a sacrifice.
Ti won ra lati
fi mi ru ko. In the name of Jesus.
Di oruko Jesu.
that power now.
Go go to agbara na bayi.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
A sevenfold man. Amen. Let's sit down for a few minutes and take our Bibles.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó fún ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀ ká sì gbé Bíbélì wá.
Last week and last month,
ní ọ̀sẹ̀ tó kọjá àti oṣù tó kọjá,
we began to look at
a bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣàyẹ̀wò
deep deliverance.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ tó jinlẹ̀.
That could be surface deliverance.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ òfèrèfé wà.
Partial deliverance.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ àbọ̀ ó wà.
But it's also deep deliverance.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ tó jinlẹ̀ ó sì wà pẹ̀lú.
We need to address it today.
A nílò láti sọ lónìí.
We need to address it. The coming power must change hands.
A sì tún sọ ní agbára gbọ́dọ̀ pàrọwọ́ tó ń bọ̀.
Glory be to the name of Jesus.
Gbogbo ni fún orúkọ Jésù.
And in this coming power must change hands.
Ní agbára gbọ́dọ̀ pàrọwọ́ tèyí tó ń bọ̀.
You must prepare yourself.
Múra sílẹ̀.
For an encounter with the Lord.
Fún ìbápàdé pẹ̀lú Olúwa.
Certain deep things must be achieved.
Àwọn nǹkan tó jinlẹ̀ mélòó kan ó gbọ́dọ̀ di gbígbé ṣe.
So listen very very carefully now.
Nítorí náà ẹ tẹ́tí bẹ̀lẹ̀ jẹ́ gbọ́ mi nísinsìnyí.
Before we now start these specific prayers.
Ká tó wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ àwọn àdúrà ní pàtó.
There are 40 reasons why the enemy could rage against you.
Ìdí ogójì ló wà tí ọ̀tá lè fi máa rúnú lòdì sí ọ.
40 reasons.
Ìrìdí ogójì.
The enemy rages against
you. Tí ọ̀tá lè fi máa rúnú sí ọ.
A lot of us are going through that now.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àlàńlá yìí kọjá báyìí.
The enemy is raging against us.
Ọ̀tá ń rúnú sí wa.
But I prophesy upon the life of somebody over there.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ sáyé ẹnìkan bẹ̀ yẹn.
That all those glory killers.
Pé gbogbo àwọn olùpa ògo.
That have made it a full-time assignment.
Tí wọ́n ti sọ di iṣẹ́ tọ̀sán tòru.
To trouble your life.
Láti fòrò ayé rẹ.
As you shout a sevenfold amen now.
Bó ti ṣe àmì méje nísinsìnyí.
Their tenor shall expire in the name of Jesus.
Àkókò wọn yóò dópin ní orúkọ Jésù.
In Psalm 2.
Ore Davidi Ikeji.
Psalm 2.
Ore Davidi Ikeji.
From verse 1.
Lati ese ikini.
Psalm 2 verse 1.
Ore Davidi Ikeji ese ikini.
Why do the hidden rage?
Ese ti awon orilede fi nbinu fufu.
And the people imagine a vain thing.
Ati tí àwọn ènìyàn fi ń pèrò
ohun asán. The kings of the earth set themselves.
Àwọn ọba ayé kẹsẹ̀ jọ.
And rulers take counsel together.
Àti àwọn ìjòyè ń gbìmọ̀ pọ̀.
Against the Lord.
Sí Olúwa.
And against his anointed.
Àti sí ẹni òróró rẹ̀ pé.
Sing. Let us break their bands asunder.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a fa ìdè wọn já.
And cast away their curse from us.
Kí a sì mú okun wọn kúrò ní ọ̀dọ̀ wa.
But the Bible says.
Ìgbọ̀n Bíbélì wípé.
He that seated in the heavens.
Ẹni tí ó jókòó ní ọ̀run.
Shall laugh.
Yóò rẹ́rìn-ín.
There is somebody here, the Lord shall laugh your enemies to scorn in the name of Jesus.
Ẹnìkan bẹ̀lí Ọlọ́run yóò fi àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ rẹ́rìn ẹlẹ́yà ní orúkọ Jésù.
Psalm number 7. Psalm 7.
Orin Dávidì Ìkeje.
Look at what it says in verse 6.
Ẹ wo ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà rẹ̀.
Arise, O Lord, in thine anger.
Dìde Olúwa nínú ìbínú rẹ.
Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies.
Pe ara rẹ sókè nítorí ìkánú àwọn ọ̀tá mi.
And awake for me.
Kí o sì jí fún mi.
To the judgment thou hast commanded.
Sí ìdájọ́ tí ìwọ ti pa láṣẹ.
The enemy.
Ọ̀tá.
Listen carefully.
Ẹ tẹ́tí bẹ̀lẹ̀ jẹ́ o.
Has rearranged many people. from the front to the back. Many have been diverted from their original divine intention. Many are actually waging war against their own destiny. They're not aware. Many are throwing stones at their own destinies. And they are hiding their hands. And they're the ones throwing the stones. Many are digging their own graves and hiding the spade. Many are princes, but the servants have taken over their horses and the servants are riding them. Many are fishing and catching nothing in the ocean of life. Many good seeds that have been planted into many lives. Unfortunately, I've been eaten up by evil birds. Many don't even know the real life they're supposed to live. If some know their real life, they will pray harder than they are praying. Many have been converted to hewers of wood and drawers of water by the enemy. And many are singing the Lord's song in a strange land. Unto many, their correct life has been killed even from the womb. Many are a shadow of what God wants them to be. Many have internal suppressors suppressing and killing good things inside. Many who claim to be Christians, they are claiming authority, but they are taking no ground. More than at any other time in the history of mankind, there are many more mad people on our streets now. Many only encounter their real life in the dream. Many have accepted satanic substitute for their destiny. Many are laboring under the curse of powerless living. It is sad, but it is true that the devil has closed down the workshop of so many people. This is a situation that must not be allowed to continue. It is totally unacceptable. This is what the Bible says. As from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force. Immediately you stand up and you decree, you declare, you decide, I want to fulfill my destiny. I want to live my correct life. There is a rage from the bottom of hellfire against your life. The enemy will rage.
Because
they want to keep you where they are keeping you. And this is a very serious matter. Sometimes after ministers of God have prayed for some people, the enemies that are after those people come back to the man of God.
Say,
excuse me, what is your problem? Leave this person alone. Let us destroy them. I'm praying for somebody here. Every rage of the enemy against your life shall backfire in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Under what condition does the enemy rage against you? Number one, the enemy rages against you when your destiny is colorful. Nobody throws stones at mango trees without fruit. The reason you are going through
now
may be because you have a colorful destiny and the enemy is bent on not making you to attain it. Two, the enemy rages when they see you as a danger to their activities. They find that if you, the way you are going, if you continue going like that, you will be extremely dangerous to their kingdom. Three, the enemy rages when your life is about to make a positive history. Four, the enemy rages when heaven is planning your celebration. Five, the enemy rages when you are at the edge of a destiny changing breakthrough. I see so many people here. They are at the edge of serious breakthrough. I command you in the name of Jesus, enter into that breakthrough. Enter it in the name of Jesus. Six, the enemy rages when the time to sing your song and dance your dance is around the corner. Seven, the enemy rages when your testimony is about to explode. Eight, the enemy rages when he found that you are about to break his final yoke. That final yoke is about to be broken. They will now become desperate and increase their rage against you. If you give up at that time, you made a tragic error. Now, the enemy rages when their defeat is around the corner.
You
see that the way this person is going is about to defeat them. Ten, the enemy rages when your victory becomes non-negotiable. 11, the enemy rages when they are afraid of your speed. The way you are going is scaring them. 12, the enemy rages when your promotion is already announced in heaven. 13, the enemy rages when your case has been fast tracked in heaven. 14, the enemy rages when you are definitely now positioned to make your mark in life. You are now correctly positioned. When you are not correctly positioned, they leave you alone. But immediately you are correctly positioned, you are now praying the correct prayers, a rage will start. 15, the enemy rages when you have just won a major victory. 16, The enemy rages. When there is a prophetic agenda for your life. Word of prophecy has gone forth for your destiny. And so they're so angry, they're raging against you. 17. The enemy rages when you have been promoted above them.
18.
The enemy rages when you are determined to forget your expired past. You want to look forward to the future.
A rage
will start. 19. The enemy rages when you refuse to take no for an answer. You are putting pressure on heaven to answer your prayers. 20, the enemy rages when your harvest is ripe. I see someone here. The harvest of your breakthrough is ripe in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. 21, the enemy rages when you are about to cross your Red Sea. Every man will get to their own Red Sea. And they need to cross it.
22,
the enemy rages when the power that prolongs your problem is about to die. I'm going to pray one prayer now. If you know that any problem has stayed long with you, let your amen be the loudest here. By the power of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, every long term problem in any life, I address you. Hear the word of the Lord. Lose your power in the name of Jesus. Masika tenda ya boshende rabo kante. Riba sapali katali kaya ba. Mashante rabo kose. Amen.
Amen.
23. The enemy rages when you declare to them enough is enough.
24.
The enemy rages when you are set to overtake your superiors.
25.
The enemy rages when you decide to be stubborn to obstacles.
26.
The enemy rages when you are determined to turn your scar into star.
27.
The enemy rages when you are determined to go from zero to hero.
28.
The enemy rages when your turning point is near.
29.
The enemy rages when the enemy sees that your blessings are irreversible. And 30, which is where I'm going to stop for now. The enemy rages when you need deep deliverance and you do not process it. Because they do not want you to get out of that bondage. Some things will begin to happen right now. All you need to do is to just listen to instructions and pray those prayers and follow the procedure outlined for you. And then believe God from your heart. But for you to go through this situation and receive deliverance from deeply rooted problems,
you need
to surrender your life to Jesus first.
Because
after that, you can begin to address such trouble. Rise up. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. All eyes closed. Rise to your feet. If you are here today, say, Pastor, today is my day of deliverance. I need to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, why all eyes are closed, raise up your right hand. Raise it up very well. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those of you raising up your right hand, come quickly to the altar here. Or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. You need to surrender your life to Jesus before you can receive this deep deliverance. Do it very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you.
Here.
Thank you, Jesus. Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Lay your hands upon them. Bless them mightily. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. The counselors will discuss with you and tell you the next step forward. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads and tell the Lord that you must not go home empty-handed here today. Begin to talk to the Lord now. Could you please rise your feet, please? While we pray with you. Father, we thank you for your children here. You're celebrating their birthday this month. Let your hand be upon them for good in the name of Jesus. Mobilize heaven so that help everywhere they go in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, Jesus tarries in his coming, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer letter, stand on your feet and point it towards this altar now. Let your amen roar like thunder as I pray now. Hold the letter, point it to the altar. Father, in the name of Jesus, every prayer listed in this paper, let them become testimonies in the name of Jesus. The Lord God that dwelleth in Zion will answer all your prayers. And you shall rejoice. You shall rejoice. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your anointing oil now and put a little bit on your palm. A little bit on your palm. Father, this oil that your children are using today, let it become the oil of healing and deliverance. The oil that would dig deep and uproot every foundational evil plantations in the name of Jesus. Let His eye become the oil of healing, deliverance, and power. In the name of Jesus. Now apply the oil on your forehead. Rub that forehead vigorously. Do it vigorously. Aha. Do it vigorously. Don't stop. Keep rubbing it in. Something is going on. Evil labels have been removed. The mark of the enemy is being removed. Continue doing it. Aha.
Ben.
Aha.
Ben.
Put a small oil on your palm again. Your palm again. Father, this oil.
Baba,
let it become the instrument of great breakthrough. Instrument of great power. In the name of
Jesus.
Now rub your two hands with the oil. It's to release prosperity onto your life. Rub those two hands. Rub it together with the oil. That's right. Makapota sete la kayaba. Baribo suponde ke ya boshente la bosanta. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
As you pray this first prayer, if you are in this meeting today, there is a satanic milk flowing out of your breast. It's not supposed to be coming out, it's coming out. Find a way quickly to this altar and bear your knees. Also, if you are in this service today, invisible insects are biting you. Just when something is biting your body, run quickly to this altar and be on your knees too. Anywhere you are listening to us too, go to the altar of that church and be on your knees there. And let your amen roar like thunder. And let your prayer to roar like thunder. Can everybody shout this loud and clear? Powers! Submitting my name to the coven. In the name of Jesus. Submitting my name to the
covenant.
Die in the name of Jesus. Makatenda ya boshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Sir, Holy Ghost bulldozer.
Tule, mimimo.
Open my way.
No, no, for me.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
The Sophia Delta, point your right hand to me here.
Eyin te wa waju pepe na owo tun yin sodo.
Father, let your power flow into this hand.
Baba je ki agbara yo wo do awon owo won yi.
Let this hand remove the plantation of darkness.
Awon owo won yo yo irupe okoko.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
I'm going to count seven. Smite your head seven times. And then you will be anointed. You can go back to your seat. One. Do it well. Do it well. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. You can go back to your seat now. Thank you, Jesus. Makatenda ya boshente rabo. Dakatenda ribosente ya boshente. Glory killers.
Olu pa ogo.
Of my father's
house.
You are a liar. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting today, anytime you are at the edge of a breakthrough, you have some strange dreams, and the breakthrough disappears, find a way to the altar. If you are in this service today too, strange, you smell strange odors that others don't smell. Find a way to the altar too. And be on your knees. Everybody will shout this prayer loud and clear. Powers! God, to disgrace me. Your time is up. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. They must scatter. Something is happening. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
You will shout this louder than anyone around you. Say, rough life. Back seat. Can you shout out two things loud and clear? Shout it louder than that. I am not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Rough life backseat.
Yeah,
in Jesus, then we pray.
Loruko Jesu, lagbadura.
Those of you at the altar, point your right hand at me here. Father, let the Holy Ghost fire.
Baba,
and the power of deliverance fall upon these hands. In the name of Jesus. as a cancer now smite your head vigorously, and immediately that you are anointed, go back to your seat.
One.
I want it to be more aggressive. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. You may go back to your seat now. Yes.
Then.
Yes, broken all the fetters. Yes, broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has set me free. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. He has set me free. He has broken.
He has broken all my fetters.
He has broken
all my fetters.
He has broken all the fetters. He has set me free. I will sing.
Hallelujah.
Set me free. You may go back to your seat. Don't worry. Whether you have been anointed or not, go back to your seat. Go back to your seat now. Jesus has answered your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. 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 One more prayer before you go.
Kato ma lole adura kan si.
Every power.
Gogo agbara.
That has handed me over.
To the family.
To the strong man.
Mi alagbara lowo.
Death. In the name of Jesus.
Mi oruko Jesus. family okunrin alagbara lowo.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Everybody go back to your seat now.
Ki gbogbo eniyan pada lo sibi ti won joko si bayi.
Go back to your seat please.
E pada lo sibi te joko si e jowo.
Thank you, Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Father, we thank you for this day.
Baba dupe lo yin fun ojo oni.
And we thank you for your grace and your power.
Adupe fun ore ofe ati agbara yin.
We thank you for your loving kindness.
Adupe fun seun ife yin.
We thank you for your power which knows no equal.
Adupe fun agbara yin ti o legbe.
I'm praying for all your children gathered here.
O gbadura fun gbogbo awon omo yin to wa ni
ibayi. And those who are connected to us.
Ati awon to so po mo wa.
At any deeply rooted trouble, any long-term affliction, I bury them now in the name of Jesus. And right there where you are, receive your deliverance. 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 Receive your healing. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your healing. Receive your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The Lord blesses you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength. You go from glory to glory. No weapon formed against all your family shall prosper. By the night, power must change and
service.
You shall be a bigger bundle of testimonies. All the stubborn enemies gathered against you, they shall be disgraced. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. The eyes that neither slumbers nor sleep shall continue to be with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Let
us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 thunderous hallelujah.